Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're going to keep it brief today so you can get time to recite Surah Kahf and do your own individual ibadat. But at the same time, it would not be proper adab for hadith that we teach hadith every day, and on Yawm al-Jum'ah we don't teach the hadith. Alright? So to keep, this is what in our deen is called tasalsum. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. That the most beloved of acts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that the most beloved you will get to Allah ta'ala is by doing something regularly. Adwam, with most mudawama, most regularly. Wa in kalla, even if it's just a little bit. Even if it's just a little bit. Sayyidina Huzaifah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whenever Nabi Akim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced any matter, any difficulty, he would hasten and immediately resort to salah. This has been narrated by Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi in his Mustad and many other people. Shaykh al-Aziz Mullah Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi writes that salah is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To resort to salah at the time of worry is to hasten towards Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And when Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes to rescue a person, there can be no remain ever of that trace of worry. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that whenever a strong wind blew, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately entered the masjid. It would not leave until the wind had passed away. Similarly, at the time of solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would at once start offering salah. Sayyidina Shu'ayb radiallahu ta'ala was informed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that all the previous anbiya and mursaleen, all the prophets and messengers of Allah alayhi as-salam ajma'in, all of them used to have this practice of turning to salah in every single time of difficulty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, that you should seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bis-sabr and bis-salah. So the three words here, wasta'inu, it means obviously you find yourself in a situation or a state or a feeling or a condition that you need awn. Awn means madad and nusrat. You need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually first Allah ta'ala is teaching us you always need Allah ta'ala's help. Always dependent on Allah ta'ala. Ya ayyuhun nas antumul fuqara'u ilallah. That, O people, each and every one of you is completely, utterly needy in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one way is to turn to Allah ta'ala in sabr and salah in panic mode, in crisis mode. But another way is to turn to Allah ta'ala in advance. I'll give you an example. Some of the mashayikh of our silsila who used to be in Bukhara and Samarkand, they used to have a practice that every day in Salatul Ishraq, they would also make niyyah of Salatul Istikhara. They wouldn't wait till they had some pressing decision. Every day they would play Salatul Istikhara. And they would make dua that, Ya Allah, whatever decisions I make for the next 24 hours, put khair in it, inspire my heart to that which is best for my akhirah and my deen, and also best for my dunya. Now imagine a person, every day they make this istikhara. And if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. When Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity, this particular salah and this dua, that if we make dua, what will happen? Allah Ta'ala will send ilham on our heart. You know, we are ordinary person. Ilham. But awliyaullah get wahi, scriptural, sacred, textual revelation. Only anbiya get. Ilham means inspiration. That your awliya muttaqeen get. Allah Ta'ala says, no. Any believer who makes a sunnah amal of dua istikhara, Allah Ta'ala will send ilham on their heart. Ya Allah. Can you imagine such an incredible thing? And we only use this for business decision or marriage decision. So they understood that no, they used to pray it every day. Similarly, there's another prayer called Salatul Haja, a prayer that we offer to Allah Ta'ala when we're in a time of need. Now one way to offer the salah is, okay, we offer it only when we're in some difficulty, stress. And what do we do? We offer it when we're in some difficulty and stress, and listen carefully. And first we tried to handle it ourselves and failed, then we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah. Now yes, Allah is obviously the last resort, in the sense that that's His limitless, unique mercy and power, that He can do what no one else can. But this means Allah Ta'ala is supposed to be our first resort also. Wasta'inu means Allah Ta'ala is your first resort, your last resort, your only resort. So the adab of Salatul Hajjah would be, I'm not going to first sort, try my best, and if I can't do it, then I'll turn to Allah Ta'ala. No. Even if you think 100% I have the solution, this is called Salatul Hajjah. You have yaqeen that I have the solution for the problem. I've used the solution before, it worked. 100% it will work. Still you pray Salatul Hajjah first, use your solution second. We don't use our solution first, and you pray Salatul Hajjah second. So first thing, wasta'inu, first word. Seek the help, seek the own, feel you need the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like those mashayikh of Bukhara, Samarkand pray Salatul Istikhara every day, why not me and you, we can pray Salatul Hajjah every day also? Okay, if you can't pray it every day literally, but try some days to pray it. Point is, when you don't have the pressing need. Just as a general thing. Like the doctors would say, some things there's medicine and sometimes there's vitamin. So why are you treating Salatul Hajjah as emergency life-saving medicine? Why don't you treat it as your daily vitamin? See what happens in your life if you start treating it like that. Same with Salatul Istikhara. So wasta'inu, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala first said bisabr. Then Allah ta'ala said with salah, bisabri was salah, first sabr. What does it mean? That it requires sabr in order to realize you have to pray salah. Don't panic, try to do something on your own. Don't react, lash out, no. In order to realize that you have to turn to Allah Ta'ala in Salah, whether it's Nafil, whether it's Salatul Hajjah, Salatul Istikhara, that itself requires sabr. Because that requires self-control, that requires calmness, that requires being collected, that requires sense. That whatever is happening to me is happening because of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha ma as-sabirin. If I have sabr, Allah Ta'ala will be with me. So first have sabr. Another meaning of sabr is that you have to have fortitude, perseverance, strength, endurance in that time that when you need help. Means that you will pray salah, Salatul Hajjah, any salah, any dua. It doesn't mean Allah Ta'ala is going to fix it instantly necessarily. You will still have to have that sabr. So prepare yourself for that sabr so that you save yourself. Now listen to this carefully. Prepare yourself with sabr first and then turn to salah so you protect yourself from committing the gross sin of being impatient with Allah Ta'ala. Because if you don't do sabr, go straight to salah and then nothing happens, you might start getting impatient with Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Can you imagine what a terrible misdeed that is to be impatient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if na'udhu billah Allah ta'ala is our servant and we just order him in salah and he should fix it instantly. So Allah ta'ala is guiding us in Quran. Right? Get the attribute of sabr so you have the sense to pray salah and you also have the sense to know that even though I'm going to pray salah, the enmity isn't going to go away. The enemy isn't going to go away instantly. The problem's not going to go away instantly. The confusion about the decision won't go away instantly. But it's okay. Before and after my Salatul Hajj and Istikhara, I've sandwiched it in sabr. So this was the Sunnah of Nabi. All of this was opening up this hadith for you, that this is the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to turn to Allah Ta'ala in salah at the slightest of thing with this understanding, because he was the living embodiment of Quran. Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. So we'll leave it for one hadith for today. Let me recite Khatamat, and you should try to recite Surah Kahf today. Those of you who did recite Surah Kahf maybe earlier before Salatul Jummah, then try to engage in some other type of ibadah. Salatul Tasbih is also a very wonderful ibadah, and also some ulama feel that Yawmul Jummah is a special day to offer Salatul Tasbih. So point is, we're trying to keep you on schedule and to keep you here till 2 o'clock, one way or the other. One way is I keep talking. How much can I talk? Huh? So rather we do Khatamat Sharif, and you do either Surah Kahf or Salatul Tasbih or some Muraqabah, some Zikr until 2 p.m. and then you continue on your schedule like you normally do. So begin the khatmat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Wallahu dhu fadlin ala al-mu'minin. والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين. الله ذو فضل على المؤمنين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. والله ولي المؤمنين. والله ولي المؤمنين. والله ولي المؤمنين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Make muraqabah, close your eyes, bow your head. Disconnect yourself from the world and all that it contains. Make niyyah, Ya Allah, on the blessed and best of days, Yawm al-Jum'ah, and the blessed and best of months, Ramadan, on the special time and the salat time of Salat al-Jum'ah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, I am turning in my heart in zikr of You, in longing and yearning of You, in ragbah to You. And Ya Allah, grant me that tazakkur, Ya Allah. Grant me that tabattul, Ya Allah. I want to forget everything in the world and only be aware of the zikr of Your name, Allah, Allah, Allah. And I want to use that zikr of Your name, Ya Allah, to become unaware of everything in the world and become only aware of You. So make niyyah that Allah Ta'ala is sending the nur of His hidayah, rahmah, to our heart, purifying our heart of its sins, showering our heart with His fazl and karam on this Yawm al-Jum'ah, Shahr al-Ramadan, and our spiritual heart, our qalb, is calling and yearning to Him, that our qalb is silently, secretly, humbly making zikr of His name, that our qalb is calling Allah, Allah, Allah.